Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. We are glad that you are joining us today. If you would like more information about our church, please visit our website at r4sq.org. Now stay tuned for today's message. Enjoy and God bless.
Mark the 12th chapter. Let's look down at the 41st verse. I would listen for the pages, but we've got digital now, so I'm listening for the beeps in my head. Amen, we're there. Amen, let's read. It says, now Jesus sat opposite of the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury. And many were rich, put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which makes a quadrant. So he called his disciples to himself and said to them, assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those that have given to the treasury. For they all put in out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for this word. We thank you for all that you're going to do for us, planting us, Lord, what we need, Father, that we'll grow in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen to me. For many of us, we've been talking about the stewardship. And stewardship is easy. It's the more you do it. But there's one part of stewardship that has some of us in a little quandary. Sometimes when you say stewardship, you're willing to go all the way up to a certain line. And that part of stewardship comes when we start talking about money. Yeah, see, if you want to get quiet, as a matter of fact, you want it real quiet in here, reach over to your neighbor and say, give. Yeah, it'll get real quiet in the house when you say the word give. It's, you know, we have given the word give a bad connotation. Giving has become painful at times because I gave to her yesterday or I gave to him the day before. And I gave and I gave and I gave. And you wake up the next morning and the Lord saying it's time to give. He said, Lord, I've given out. When is this going to end? When is it going to stop that I'm going to have to give? So giving has become a part of a little pain for most of us. Amen. If it really is a pain for you, just say amen. No, don't say that. Don't say that. Stewardship 101, giving. Listen, do me a favor. I want you to take your hand. Now, it's going to be a little animated here. I want to take your hand, whatever hand you want to use, right hand, left hand, and I want you to pinch yourself. But listen, these are the rules. Pinch yourself only enough to know you've been pinched, okay? So at this time, on the count of three, everybody's going to reach up, and they're going to pinch their arm. Amen? Here we go. One, two, three. Everybody pinch, right? Was anyone hurt doing this activity? Anyone hurt? Do anyone need medical attention? For the record, no person was hurt during the recording of this sermon. Amen? No one was hurt. Listen, that pinching, you know what you said in your mind? Many of you said in your mind, why am I doing this? That's the first thing came up. What are we doing? Why am I pinching myself? The second thing came, is it going to hurt? Will that pinching hurt me in a manner that I don't want to do it anymore? You already know where I'm going, amen? No matter how I directed you to do it, you only pinched yourself just enough to go through the motion. Am I right? There's not one person in this building that pinched themselves to the point where it really hurt. Or no one really cried. Really, for the record, no one got harmed in the recording of this message. Amen. No one pinched themselves to the point where they were hurting. You know, we do things many times because it's comfortable for us. When it's comfortable for us, it's easy for me to get up in the morning and do a certain thing. It's easy for me to run. Everybody that loves running, they get out and run because they love running. Anybody that does this or they do that, they do it because it's comfortable to them. But as soon as you get to that point where it's a little uncomfortable, we back off. But if it's a mandate, what we do is we do just enough to make a C. Just enough to pass the test. Amen? I know it's going to be quiet. I already knew it was going to be quiet when I started, but it's all right. The reason why you had a hard time in this aspect of pinching yourself is because first, you don't do it every day. Amen? You didn't hesitate. You hesitated because, first of all, it's odd. Who wants to pinch themselves? Second thing is when I do this, wait a minute, I'm not going to hurt myself for nobody. Amen? Well, I mean, if it's true, just say amen. Thirdly, if I got to do this, I'm going to do it on my terms. If I have to do it, I'll do it on my terms. In the scripture, you have the widow woman that's sitting here and she's giving. Everyone else is giving out of their abundance. They're giving because they have it. You have $100 in your pocket. You have $20. It's no big deal. I need for somebody to give. And they run and they give. And many times I give because it looks good. I give because, you know, I tell you, if Pastor would move the podium back and say, because God's going to bless you, God's going to bless you tremendously if you just put $100 on the pulpit. Sometimes we'll run up, not out of obedience, because we want to look good. Amen. That might be my last time preaching, but glory to God. The widow woman gave not out of, listen, many people say she gave because that's all she had. I believe she gave because she was being obedient. Listen, I don't have much to give. I don't have, all I have, it says two mites. You know what that equals to? Not even a fraction of a penny. And many say, well, she couldn't do anything else with it. But which one of you have your last dollar and is very hesitant about giving that dollar to Dave? Dave already got money. There's no need for me to give him money. Lord, it doesn't make sense for me to give because he already has. But you assumed that he has right now. You assumed. The mission is to give. The mission he called you to do was to give. He never said to figure it out. Not one time did he say, try to figure this out. I don't see it in scripture. But anyway, try God. I saw that part. Try him and watch him move in your life like never before. That's good. But to give seems to be painful. You know why? Because we have placed it in our heart. We have been burned physically. Realize I said physically. I didn't say spiritually. We have been burned physically by others around us. Because all they're doing is they're just taking, Lord, and they're just taking, Lord, and they're just taking. And every time you go to the altar, the Lord said, that's good. You're tired of crying now. Now go back out there and give. I know, I understand. He coaches you all night long, and he comforts you all night long just to send you out to do the same thing he made you do from the beginning. He says, give. He wants you to push. She gave because that's what's in her. They said the treasury, everybody was given. You didn't have to give. They was given out of obedience, and she went up and was obedient and gave that she had. The scripture ends right there. It never said what happened to her. It said that she was obedient. Amen? But look, do with me. Turn over to Luke. Turn over to Luke, the sixth chapter. Luke's the sixth chapter. Look at the 38th verse. Luke, the sixth chapter, and the 38th verse. Thank you, Lord. We're going to do something real quick. That scripture. That scripture has the word, the first word in that scripture is what? Give. Everybody say that word, give. Okay, I know it's painful. This time, say it like you really mean it. Say give. All right. It feels a little better now, doesn't it? I believe if you say it 7 times every day, and then it becomes in your spirit, and then it becomes natural, amen? But listen, that scripture reads, give, and it shall be given unto you good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen? Is that the scripture you read? Everybody sure? That's the scripture you read. Amen? That's the scripture. It says give. The very first thing, Let me show you something. Come here, daughter. Have a seat right here. The Bible, in that scripture, it says about the bosom. I wanted to make sure we define that. The bosom is the chest area for something, okay? You hold it in the chest. Back then, they had those garments, and in that garment, when I received something, I pulled the garment up, and I received everything that I needed, and I put it in that garment. So I had it in my bosom. Why does God have that in my bosom? I could have put it in my pocket. I could have put it in a wagon. I could have put it. You know what you do when you put something in your bosom? Stand up. Stand up. Look what she's doing with what she have. She's protecting it. She's protecting that God has given her in her bosom, and she's holding it tight. Listen, the only failure that she would have is if she grabbed that, protected it, and thought it was hers. Her fault would be not holding the gift in and protecting it, but thinking that it was actually belonged to her. Because inside she's going to do this. She's going to say, you know that movie was it, My Precious? This is my precious inside. This is mine. This is mine. I'm going to hold this, and whenever I decide to do something with it, that's when I'm going to do something with it, when it becomes yours. But because of who she is, because she understands that everything belongs to God. There's not one thing on this earth that doesn't belong to God. Even your children belong to God. Your husband belong to God. Your wife belong to God. Your house, your car. Everything that you own belong to God. If you confessed your sin, you said that you are a child of God. Amen? So everything belongs to God. And because everything belongs to God, he tells you to give as he deems necessary. It takes you out of the equation. It takes you totally out of the equation, and all you become is a steward. You become a steward over that he has blessed you with. And listen, what I like about this posture, you realize one of her hands has the robe up like this and it's protecting. That one arm is protecting. And now the Lord is laying on her heart and say, listen, daughter, listen, go give. Give. And as the Lord leads her, she starts to go inside and grab that does not belong to her and starts to give. She's giving out. Now listen, while she's doing, everybody say, the first part of that scripture belongs to me. I should give as he deems necessary. Second part, the rest of the scripture belongs to God. He makes our job so easy. Listen, I don't want you to concentrate on too many words. I want you to concentrate on one word. And I want you to give. Give as I direct you. Give, give, even though you have it, it doesn't belong to you, but I want you to give as I direct you. And then he'll do it again. He'll option her and he'll touch her again, and he'll say, give. She's moving. She's moving. There's something in her storehouse, and she's giving. Now listen, this is what I love about it. While you are giving, God is doing this. He'll say, Dave, come here. I got a mission for you. What I want you to do is, that I blessed you with, I need you to bless her. So put it in her basket. Then he's going to say, Angel, come here for a second. I know you've been busy all year long, but I got one more mission for you. I got something special for you. But I want you to give it away. And she gives. And then it becomes a thing where he's touching many. Realize there's not just one person that has to do this, but he'll start calling. Come here, Felicia. Come here, daughter. Come here, sir. Come here. I want to give to you, and I want to see what you do with it. I want to see what you're going to do with this. I want you to give that I've given you, because you're a good steward. Now listen, what I love about this scripture says, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall be given unto your bosom. Amen? That's what God can, you know something? He can trust her with this. He can trust her with this. Realize that basket is mighty small, right? It's mighty small. But he can trust her to the point that he'll make it running over. It's running over because she gave out. And guess what? When she came back to where she started, she realized she was empty, and now she needs to be filled. So she fills her bosom. She fills it with what God has given her. Even that stuff that's falling over, pick it all up. And she grabs it, and it's hard to hold because he trusted her with a little bit more than she started out with. Just a little bit more. Realize she's still protecting. She's still watching over. And what she automatically do? What he does is he waves his hand and say, now do what I told you to do. Go do what I tell you to do. And you know something I love about this? And she's giving. And then once again, he said, come here. I want you to come here for a second. I want you to take from here. Come here for a second. Take from here. You realize what's happening? Come here, Pastor Rock. Can you come here for a second? Can you feel that? Yeah, that I gave you. Can you feel that? You realize while she's working, God is blessing her. God is blessing her while she's working. We hoard things so much, and we want God to give to us, want God to trust us, want God to pour into us, no matter what it is, but he can't trust you with the little bit you have. The little things that you have, if you really say, Lord, this belongs to you, I don't care if you say, give my keys away, because I know you're going to make sure I get to work tomorrow. See, when you trust and say, Lord, I know you trusted me with those children. See, she's still working. She's still working. She ain't stopped working yet. She's still on a mission. She's still clocked in. She didn't say, Lord, I don't feel like it today. She's still clocked in, and she's still working. You realize something else she's doing? Every time she gives, she starts to pray. Every time she gives, she starts to pray because she said, I'm seeking after God. I'm seeking, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I don't want to put my seed in something that's not going to grow. This seed that you're getting, I don't want to put it in something that's not going to grow. So, Lord, you lead me. You lead me. And guess what? Once she has given it, she's forgot it. It didn't belong to her anyway. It doesn't matter what they do with it. It's that's what God told me to do. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Thank you, daughter. Shall men... That's what I love about it. He has connected us to the point. I didn't see anything in the Bible that says God will rain money from heaven. I mean, I don't know what version you're reading, but my version does not say anything about raining money from heaven. But he said, men, there's a certain scripture, I think it's in the King James that says, men shall give unto your bosom. Men. He has interlocked us together in so much love. And if you're attentive to the Spirit of God, you'll get up in the middle of the night and do some things that people say, that's not normal. That's not normal for you to get up in the middle of the night and write a check to give to somebody. It makes no sense to me. That's what we have to stop. Stop putting everything that the world is telling you to do. We've grabbed it. We turned it up, and we poured it into the spiritual lives, and we expect God to move in something that has been tainted. I'll give you a prime example. If God told Pastor Rod to give, but he turns around and say, well, I only have two, I'll give one, it's been tainted. But Rod, I understand. I gave you two. I gave you two for a reason, because I want you to give those two to Natalie. But Lord, I only have one. So what Rod has done is saying, now I'll give you your portion, Lord, but the rest of it belongs to me. The rest of it belongs to me. Now we have a situation where we are no longer being good stewards over something, but we're being dictators over something that doesn't belong to us. Amen? I'm hitting about giving for a reason. If you look, All over the place, you look around, tithing becomes hard for folks. You start saying tithing, they start cringing and said, here we go again. They preaching on tithing. You know why tithing is so hard for many of us? Because we haven't gotten given down. We don't practice the base part of tithing. You have to give in order to tithe. Tithing can't go without giving. It's a part of you that you need to grab and you need to place in your heart and you need to go with. Listen, when you embrace spiritual-led giving, spiritually-led giving, everything else becomes easy. It becomes so easy. You know something? When you wake up in the morning excited about giving to someone else, When you wake up in the morning and the Lord says, this is what I want you to do, and you're excited about it, and you're ready to move on that thing because God placed it in you, now you're in the will of God. Because now he can trust you. Now he can truly trust you. We trust in the Lord with all their heart and lean not to their own understanding. Yes, that scripture is good, but God wants to trust you too. He wants to be able to trust you with that you have. No, you might not have the millions, but you got two cents. Let me see what you're going to do with your 2 cents. Let me go see what you're going to do with my 2 cents. Let's do it that way. Those belong to him anyway. It is simple. We have to change our mindset about giving. These baskets represent what God has in his storehouse. And you know something? Every time God pulls from his storehouse, it just replenishes. It's always replenished. It always replenishes. And it's always going to replenish yours. And you know something? When you have been faithful over a few things, when you finally have been faithful over a few things, listen, I'm not talking last week where you was faithful all week long because you was fasting. Amen? I'm talking a lifestyle of being faithful to God and hearing the voice of God and moving when God says move. That's how people are blessed. You should sit and expect, Lord, what do you want me to do? I want you to drive across town. Well, Lord, why am I going? No, don't ask why. Get in the car, crank the car, and go and watch me move in your life. That's when God can bless. And when he says, this right here is good, you've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher. I'm going to make you rule over something a little bit bigger. And when I find out you got that down, I can bless you with more. And I can bless you with more. And I can bless you with more. And I can bless you with more. Yes, my pocket is empty sometimes because I don't know what to do with what I got inside. One last thing. I'm not going to be before you long. One last thing. God started that woman out. But you realize he didn't say she didn't have anything. You will always have something. God will always bless you with something. The time that you feel like your basket or that's in your bosom is empty, it's because we didn't give the right way. I can't expect a return if I'm just frivolously doing something. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give it unto your bosom. Last scripture. Malachi 3:10, and I think everyone knows this one. Everyone knows, and they can quote it by heart, but we're going to read it just in case. Amen? Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And this is the most important. And try me now in this act. Try me now, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out in such blessings that there will not be room to receive. You won't have room to receive. And that means you need to give out faster so you can fill up your quiver. I'm going to have to work a little faster because I know he's going to overflood me this time. So, you know, it's good when you're strategically working. So I know if I don't work fast enough, my fruit that's going to be given to me is going to fall on the side. I don't want it to rot, so I better work fast. I better empty in and I want to give out and get back right before it starts to flow over. Oh, my God. Can you imagine some grain that's just overflowing and you just hold your sheet out to just gather as much as you can as God blesses and you run real quick because you know Daddy is still pouring out. Daddy is always pouring out, and I think he pours out faster to see how fast you're going to move. He continues to pour in your life because he can trust you. He can trust you with that he has. Last thing, tithing is not the issue. Say it with me, tithing is not the issue. Giving is. Giving. And whose problem is giving? Ours. It is my responsibility to give.
And that's a wrap. Thanks again for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church audio podcast. If God has touched and impacted your life through Restoration Church, we want to hear your testimony. So please email us your story at amen@r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week, and God bless.